Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're taking a really interesting look into a unique way of doing digital marketing, what they're calling a risk-free approach.
Yeah, we've gone through quite a bit of material from one particular agency that claims to help businesses grow, both online and, you know, in their actual stores.
And our mission here really is to pull out the core ideas behind this specific risk-free model.
Exactly. We want to get a handle on how it tackles those, let's face it, common and often frustrating challenges businesses run into with marketing.
And then lay out the actual services and sort of the processes they use that make it work.
Basically giving you a shortcut to understanding this whole approach without you having to wade through everything yourself.
Okay, so let's start with the big one, the core idea. It's pretty bold.
Mm-hmm.
This agency says they'll get you more customers, fix your marketing problems, and you pay nothing unless they actually deliver.
It's a huge claim, right? Pay nothing unless we deliver.
Yeah.
Sounds almost too good to be true.
It does. I mean, it's incredibly appealing if you're a business owner, but how does an agency make that work? How do they stay afloat?
Well, from what we've seen in the sources, it seems built on a really high level of confidence in their own systems, like data-driven lead generation and conversion funnels that they must have refined quite a bit.
Right. Those taglines, let us fix it, 100% free, unless we deliver and rank on the first page of Google, or you don't have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just catchy phrases.
Apparently not. The implication is their internal process is so dialed in, so optimized, that the risk to them is manageable. They're betting on their ability to succeed.
So for the listener, for a business owner, it really boils down to that question they pose, what do you have to lose?
Exactly. It flips the script, the burden of proof, the performance risk. It all lands squarely on the agency, not the client.
Okay, so it's not just about taking away the client's risk. It's also about getting results fast.
Yeah, the sources really hammer this point home. They talk about using data-driven strategies and, crucially, quick execution.
For those businesses that feel like they need results now.
Mm-hmm. Which suggests they've got a pretty efficient operation going on behind the scenes.
And that speed and efficiency must help with those common campaign struggles too, right? Where businesses try things and they just don't work out.
Absolutely. Because you see results before you spend anything. That's the key difference.
Mm.
They're apparently constantly tweaking campaigns based on real-time data, looking at what converts, what engages to maximize the impact.
So your money only goes out once you see something tangible happening.
Which really shows their confidence, doesn't it? They expect to deliver.
Okay, what about the business that's like totally invisible online? Starting from square one, that feels like a massive mountain to climb.
Yeah, now that's a big pain point they seem to target directly.
How does this risk-free thing help there?
Well, they focus on boosting that visibility using, you know, the usual suspects, but hopefully done well. Targeted SEO, strategic social media, engaging content, all aimed at attracting actual local customers.
So for someone with basically no online footprint.
Right. The agency essentially fronts the initial investment and the effort to build that presence for you. The risk of that initial build out is on them.
Interesting. Now, what if you're in a really niche industry, something specialized? Finding marketing help that actually gets your audience can be tough.
Very true. And they address that too. The sources mention an expert team that creates tailored strategies. It's not a generic one-size-fits-all thing.
So they actually dig into understanding that specific target audience.
That's the idea. Connecting your specific business with your specific customers, which is vital in those specialized markets.
Okay, let's get even more specific. Pain points. What if you literally don't have a website?
Their line is no website, no problem, which again is bold.
So how does the risk-free approach work there? Building a website isn't trivial.
No, it's not. They talk about crafting a high-converting site tailored to your brand, and the key phrase they use is zero upfront stress, meaning you don't pay upfront for the build.
Wow, okay. But a website takes time. What about results now?
Yeah, this is clever. They say even before the site launches, they start working on your local presence, like getting your Google My Business profile optimized, running hyper-targeted ads.
Ah, so they're aiming for immediate local impact while the bigger piece, the website, is under construction.
Exactly. Trying to get foot traffic and online visibility going right away. And they guarantee those results, saying they'll adjust things until they hit the mark.
And they mentioned a free audit.
Yeah, a free digital audit. Valued at $500, apparently, to assess where you are and what needs doing first.
Okay, next pain point, social media that just feels ineffective, you know, posting stuff, but nothing happens.
We've all seen it. Generic content, wrong audience, posting sporadically, no real strategy.
It's just shouting into the void.
Pretty much. So their solution is something they call Heroes Social Media Conversion Plan.
Conversion plan. Okay, so it's not just about likes.
Right. It's data-driven. They talk about creating potentially viral content, using AI for smarter ad targeting, and adjusting campaigns on the fly based on performance.
To actually boost engagement and get conversions.
That's the goal. And again, they offer a free social media audit first to see what's wrong. And it comes with that same risk-free guarantee. Pay when you see results.
That sounds potentially powerful, but what about budget? Lots of businesses, especially smaller ones, are working with really limited funds.
And maximizing ROI is everything then.
Absolutely.
So the social media conversion plan is supposed to help there too. They focus on high impact stuff that doesn't necessarily cost a fortune up front.
Like what?
Optimizing your organic reach. Getting more out of free posts. Creating content that might go viral, you know, spread on its own. And then using hyper-targeted ads so you're not wasting money showing ads to the wrong people.
Making every dollar count.
Precisely. And that free audit helps pinpoint where that limited budget should go for the best bang for your buck.
Okay, last specific challenge. Your competitors are eating your lunch. They seem to be everywhere online. How do you catch up or even get ahead with this model?
Yeah, that's a common anxiety. Their social media conversion plan is also positioned as a way to gain that edge.
How?
By actively analyzing what your competitors are doing, what's working for them, what's not, then refining your content to be more impactful, and using those AI-powered ads to specifically target high-intent customers, maybe even people looking at your competitors.
Trying to intercept them, essentially.
Kind of. And again, the social media audit they offer can help uncover growth opportunities you might have missed, giving you an angle your competitors haven't found.
Okay, so we've talked about the problems it solves. Let's walk through the actual journey. How does it work if you, you know, sign up?
It seems pretty straightforward, laid out in three steps. Step one is a free discovery call.
Just to chat, no pressure.
Seems like it. Just talk about your goals, your business.
And then done.
Step two is tailored strategy development. Based on that call, they build a custom plan just for you.
Not some template they just slap your name on.
Hopefully not. They emphasize it's specific to your needs based on that initial conversation and audit.
And step three.
Implementation and monitoring. They put the plan into action and you get real-time updates, analytics. You can see how it's performing.
Okay, that sounds structured. But is it all just process and tech? What about the people involved?
That's something they actually highlight quite a bit, the human touch.
Oh.
Yeah, they emphasize their team is made up of growth-driven local marketing experts.
Oh.
And you get a dedicated account manager.
Someone who knows your local market.
Exactly. They say the manager is well-versed in all the intricacies of your local market, which could be a significant advantage, especially with this pay-for-performance model. Local knowledge is key.
Makes sense. And the range of services they offer under this umbrella, it seems quite broad.
It really is. We saw lists including paper results, SEO, Facebook ads, website accessibility, which is important, building winning websites, Google ads, managing business listings, and voice search readiness.
Wow. Okay.
Email marketing, something called 4X conversions, which sounds like funnel optimization.
Aiming to quadruple conversion rates.
Yeah.
Ambitious.
Very. Plus local service ads and managing reviews and reputation. It's pretty comprehensive. A full digital toolkit, really.
Covering a lot of bases. Now, does it actually work? Any evidence?
Well, the materials included some client testimonials.
Yeah.
Real-world examples.
Okay, like what?
There was one from AJ Good at J&K Barbershop. He mentioned getting more customers, getting an awesome website, and benefiting from smart SEO.
Leading to more bookings and walk-ins.
Yeah, exactly. And he specifically mentioned someone named Daryl is being really helpful.
Okay, good to have a name. Any others?
There was also Xover Lopez from Rose Garden Landscaping. He said the risk-free service delivered, and I quote, a lot of results for his landscaping business.
And did he mention Daryl?
He did. Also mentioned Mr. Daryl being helpful. So consistent feedback there on the account management side, it seems.
Interesting. So these examples seem to show the model working for different types of local businesses.
Yeah, a barbershop and a landscaper. Quite different niches.
Yeah.
Suggests the approach could be adapted.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what's the main takeaway from this deep dive?
I think it's really illuminated this specific agency's unique take on risk-free marketing. It's a model designed to tackle common business hurdles, visibility, social media struggles, tight budgets, without that typical upfront financial risk for the client.
and it seems to rely heavily on their own confidence in their data, their processes, and their execution.
Absolutely. It's a big bet on their own ability to perform.
So here's something for you, the listener, to think about. If the main thing holding your business back from, say, better visibility or more customers is that fear of wasting money on marketing that doesn't work, how might a model like this, a truly risk-free or performance-based approach, fundamentally change how you think about growth? What opportunities might open up if that initial financial gamble is removed?
It's definitely a different way to look at marketing partnerships, isn't it? Makes you wonder what you might be missing by sticking only to traditional payment models.